I think there is a problem because I don't show any viewers, and it says I'm broadcasting. What's going on?
Well, you ain't.
They changed the goddamn Ustream a fucking again. You don't see me in the other room? I'm in the other room now.
What do you mean the other room?
The room with the fucking vagina in it. Me.
No, I don't see none of that.
I'm not in the bedroom anymore. I'm using a different setup. That's why it took me a long time.
Sure.
You don't see nothing?
No, Mary.
God damn, on a whore with the N-word.
I only see an old video of Trotsky humping his goddamn pants.
They fucking changed the shit on me a fucking again. It looks fine. I see it on the... Let me stop and store it.
Right.
At least I'm recording. That much I know.
That's always good. It's a good improvement.
It says broadcast started. So what in Christ is the fucking N-wording problem? Ustream.
Nope.
See, they changed all this goddamn shit. I bet they changed the name of my program. I bet that's what they fucking did. It says 1 week ago. God.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fucking this. That's last weeched.
Okay,
now hold on. What's the name of my goddamn program? They changed the name of my goddamn... I know what the name of it is, but they changed it on the goddamn internet. Okay, let's Twitter it and see what it tells people.
Right.
Cunt lickers.
Right. Twitter it.
Okay, I called it Cunt Lickers Anonymous, so click on the link.
Okay, when I see it.
I don't know if this is going to work or not.
Right. It's like the first time you've done this.
You know what? It's not my fault they fucking change shit every goddamn day on this fucking uterus stream bullshit. It ain't. Does it work?
I didn't see no Leo.
I just Twittered the fucking N-word.
Hold the fuck on, Mary.
No, you're right. Christ. It doesn't show up. In any N-word.
Everything's working so well for you. It's going to like...
Hey, die.
Wait. Why?
Bloated lesbian. That's me. But Twitter.
Ooh, work it, work it.
Do you see it?
No, I'm re-experiencing this video of Trotsky with his sticking his
It didn't even fucking work. It says I Twittered it. Twit failed. No shit, N-word. Any. Twit failed. Fuck you.
It says Twit failed again. Troy restored in your browser. Are you
it's
using
not the browser.
Different...
It's fucking Ustream. I see me on the goddamn monitor. How could that be?
It
says it's broadcasting. I think it's broadcasting to another goddamn fucking link. This is the problem.
Right.
I lost my login. That's great. God, this makes me angry as a whore. It's a good thing I am one. Yes, they fucking changed it. Now it's Yeast Radio Live with Madge Cheryl. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. Click the new link, Mary.
Right.
Mary AIDS.
Hold on.
The topic is any. N-wordian and AIDS. N-wordian and
AIDS.
That's working now. N-wordian and AIDS. That's working.
Okay, let me copy this. What? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing in disgust.
Any. It's called
Any. I don't understand
any.
Why they changed the goddamn name.
Why is your name Rishi and it's called Any?
Oh, I logged in with the wrong thing. Shit. Okay, hold on a sec, Scott. No wonder it asked. Forget about that. Tell them never mind.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm
delete that.
I was logged in as the wrong person, N-wordy Ann. That's the problem. You're so smart. Thanks for helping me figure it out 20 years later.
Do not
God,
follow
these ugly motherfuckers. Why are they always featuring these goddamn ugly motherfuckers on this goddamn shit?
East Radio Live. Sure.
How many logins does a person gotta fucking have? You know what I mean?
Oh, when you have multiple personalities.
Hey.
And personality disorder. Hey.
Oh, no. God damn it, the fucking browser crashed for a change now. Isn't that nice?
It's like the first time that you had
Hey, shut up. I moved. We're on a different computer. It's a different setup. It's much nicer now.
It kind of, the angle reminded me of when people have a cam show.
It makes me look younger, you douche.
Well,
shut
that too, but it reminds me of, you know, something like the Coco Durham or one of those, you know, live house sex cam things.
I'm familiar with that, yes.
So that's where you got the setup from, Nate.
Sure, yes.
Brooded roar.
I'm going to touch my titty. Oh, wait, I'm not even on, and I'm touching.
Work it. On it.
Now, later, we're going to talk about Brionne and Lance.
Good.
Your friend, Brionne. Breed on.
Breed on.
Okay, now I'm broadcasting on the regular channel.
Oh, Nash. Right.
This is the correct link. Madge plus
AIDS Rilch.
AIDS Rilch, yes. AIDS Rilch. AIDS
Rilch. Woo, 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 woo.
Twitter.
Her name was Brionne. She was a Coco.
Okay, now we have three viewers. It's working. Now hold on, in case I gotta move the microphone, because if John P. is watching, he's gonna get mad at me for being messy. Hold on.
Her name was Brionne. What are you zooming in for like that?
I thought you were complaining. You like it better the other way?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, either way, it still looks like one of those live cam shows. Cam.
Acting like a N-word at all, you goddamn bitch.
Excuse me?
I was talking dirty, you like that?
Ooh, do it.
Looking like a goddamn N-word
yes.
at all. You fucking ugly ass cunt.
Yes, work it in it. Now,
hold your ass.
Tell Adriel what you want.
Goddamn dirty
whore. Tell Adriel what you want.
Pretending this is your layups. Look at these layups. Is your clitoris this big? Is your lips like this? Can do your lips hang low? Do they wiggle to and fro? Nades? It's a song. Listen.
So oh, well, we have 9-11. Excuse me?
The Durham, guy. I was at the Durham. The Durham.
Were you at the Durham?
I was at the Durham, man.
Well, that's a change.
The Durham. So Hagatha called about 1,000 times, mostly today. I don't know what the fuck
got
she
got some good messages from her.
I haven't checked them.
Oh, God.
She thinks just because one person said, oh, I miss Hagatha, then she goes on this rampage calling herself Aidsberry. That's her new nickname. Aidsberry.
Is that like Pinkberry?
Something like that.
Pinkberry.
Okay, where's this chat
room? We know
room?
She ain't healthy unlike the Pinkberry.
Okay, I got to Facebook this now, this N-wording douche.
The shark.
Oh, look. Thank you very much to our friend who gave us money today, Mola Mance.
Yes, I agree, Nate.
This show is brought to you by Molard Man. Hello.
Teeth.
What's Bashirt? What does that mean, Bashirt? Ninja Radio is speaking some foreign lesbian language to me. I know it. I know lesbian languages. Don't fuck with me.
Did you hear that?
Ooh, I am an N-word. I am what I play. Who
else?
I am an N-word.
Excuse me?
I am an N-word. I am what I play. Oh, really? Girdle. Oh, wow. Now I'm at the other computer again, so I have all my clips again.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
Make it
it's
so that
normal.
These douchey people, i.e. the audience. Oh, no, you know what? I don't have the speakers hooked up, so yeah, I have to do this, I guess.
You get
hold on. Hold on, Annie. Ah, Jesus, got my stick.
Excuse me?
Hold on.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal.
Did you hear that, Cheryl? Mm. You know, I got to tell you, whoever said that the show is boring without Hagith is an idiot, because I listened to last week's shows probably 5 times. I thought it was wonderful. I really did.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
It was real good. Warning, chat is turned off for this show. What in the Christ did they do to this goddamn N-wording thing?
What are you talking about?
It says, warning, chat is turned off for this show. You may turn it...
For me.
Well, I see people chatting. This thing is N-wording, whoring me out. Oh, girl, and now I'm swearing. Oh, now it's gone. Are you there? Who are... Hello?
Yeah. What?
Are you there?
Yes, Mary.
Oh, that must be why you're talking back to me, you little bitch.
So much N-word from you.
Stop
now I have
it.
Something special to play for you. What? Stop it, what?
Wait, let me Facebook it first, then we can talk. I gotta Facebook this goddamn Christ N-wording thing. Stop Giant. Swearing, Cheryl. Stop
How
swearing.
I swear? What are you talking about?
You keep swearing and saying N.
No, that's you, you fucking bitch.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I don't know, maybe your racism's
Let's
tweeting
go to
all about
Facebook.
Fried chicken songs.
How's the collection for the protein powder going, Nate's chips?
Oh, well, you know, I'm still looking for a protein angel, and, okay, Project Angel Food, forget that, Project Angel, Protein Angel, that's the new one. It's a new program, and it's in Minneapolis, and it's run by a Bradley trainer.
It's called Protein Angel?
Project Protein Angel.
Is that a reality TV AIDS show? Don't notice my
zit. That's a good idea. Show reveals.
Okay. All right, I Facebooked it.
What about AIDSville?
You're AIDSville, chappies. AIDS chips.
That guy. Wooter sports.
Hey, did you get a... I thought you were going to get a Wooter fool today.
Well...
Hold on, I got to sing. Don't go chasing waterfalls. It's coming out of Cheryl's ass. Okay, go ahead.
Taking any Wooter fool. All right.
Hey.
What?
I heard you say the PN. Don't
PN.
Do that. PN.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Nate? This is powerful stuff.
Hold on, let me make sure I'm recording and I'm evaginating. God did the N-wording thing. Let me get a Listwood on.
If you're controlling your ejaculate for a minute or two, believe me that that's perfectly normal.
Okay.
Now going.
Go ahead. Hey, by the way, Edith Bunker, where's our iPhone?
Shut the fuck up and listen.
It over?
Mm-hmm. Think so.
Ooh. Oh! Oh!
Listen, don't judge me. Woo, 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 woo. Woo! Woo! Blow out! Woo! He's pouring out! Woo! He's pouring out, babe!
Oh my, I need that song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Somebody send it to me and we'll do it again.
Did y'all enjoy that?
Oh my god, was that all one paduta or what?
Yes, Nate.
Seriously?
It was the Wooter Duty. I'm glad you like that, Yuck. You know?
It's pretty darn good. Yeah, I like that piece of duty, but I need somebody to send
it
me that song.
It wasn't a piece, though, Nate. There was... Let me describe the scene.
Okay, go ahead.
Before this happened, the Wooter was clear in the bool.
Yeah, sure.
Now... After you hear the, I'm not going to play it again, but the pouring out, the wooter, it was kind of a cloudy substancy. And then when I looked when I was done, honey, there was sediment all over the place, kind of brown, and there were pieces of blueberry.
Blueberry? What did you have, a blueberry pie?
No. I am. Listen.
Why was they blueberries up in there? Did you go to the Trader Joe's?
Because
did you go to the Trader Joe's and have a blueberry? Those droid blueberries.
My breakfast included some yogurt. And fresh blueberries. So I don't think they were completely digested. What?
How long prior to the duty?
Well,
did
I wasn't
you eat
able to eat. You're not allowed to eat for 4 hours before your scan. So it was about probably 5 hours before.
What kind of scan was it, Hines?
CT.
What?
CT.
DVD?
CAT scan.
Of your vagina?
No. Well, actually, my lips do show up on the CT scan because they're huge.
Why do you have to drink stuff if they're checking your lady ports? I don't understand that.
Because they're going to check the inside of my vaginal wall, and the only way they can tell is if there's some liquid seeping in between the lips.
What?
You heard me. Right, don't judge me.
Who is?
You.
True. Thanos Samaritus, our Greek friend who we fight over. You know, he Twittered a picture of him. He was so depressed, he was on a boat coming back from Mykonos in the Mediterranean. And he was telling me how depressed he is. I said, come and send for me and Trotsky, we'll cheer you up. He was listening to me and you on the headphones.
She's very pretty. I like her. And she's very nice.
Now, can we follow up on a Nick's Tard?
Hello, Rick Age.
Now, you do understand, because I found this out later. Let me change the Twitter subject. Nick's Star.
She blocked me. She had the audacity to block me.
Who cares? Check out my latest Twitter. Before we get to it. Is that her?
Carol's playing her wonderful duty.
So, Cheryl, I looked at the Nick Tuck page, the about page, and he says, quote, but the surgeon recommended a $4,500 gynecomastia. Cheryl, his surgeon recommended he get a vagina. So now he...
I think that his surgeon would like some more money, so she is... she understands that Nick has a very fragile psyche. And so she's saying, you're fat and you're ugly
and you
weigh
a woman.
Too much. And you need to have the fat around your penis taken out as well as your tummy tuck at the same time. We basically need to remove your entire body and then you will maybe look okay, semi-okay.
Remove the whole body?
Can you remove her face? What kind of surgery
is
that?
But Cheryl, seriously, what is a gynecomastia? Because that's what it's...
The more important question is why...
But it says gyne. Gyne means vagina.
Listen,
it's Greek.
Listen, this is very important.
Ask Thanos Samarticus. What?
True. This is very important. Now, she has... Well, now, I consider that making yourself homeless is kind of like committing suicide. It's passing yourself away. Now, it's not supposed to happen that way, but that's okay.
No, now, passing yourself away is what you did in the toilet.
Okay. Now, what's this photo? Hold on, I must see the photo before. Oh, he wants a boob reduction.
They have gyna in the word if it's... I don't believe that it's for duty. That's fucking disgusting. Is that a man? Oh, that's an F to M. Oh, Nick Star is an F to M.
Shut your mouth. Now, listen to me.
Yeah.
If you're making yourself homeless to save money for a surgery, that assumes that you have money coming in that you will be saving by not paying rent, correct?
Yeah.
If you lose your job, you will have no money coming in and you will never have money for your surgery or your technology, correct?
I don't know.
You'll have
like
no more
life,
iPhone because you will not work at the Steamworks. And as we all know, the Steamworks gets all their employees' iPhones. It's very nice.
Right, I find that believable.
Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was interesting. But, she's not crazy.
Who wrote this? I hate, he works at Forever 21, Forever Fatty Walkface. Who wrote that? Torero AIDS? Who's that?
No one knew you.
Do I have to turn off censor? Censor.
Krios.
Krios? Krios who? Did I turn it off? Can somebody say the N-word and see? I mean, sorry. The C, no, it's not working. Because now it, oh, hold on, whores. This is not working because it, somebody else is logged in as me. I mean, I'm logged. Go ahead, talk, Cheryl. I can't.
Ooh.
Right.
That's a nice photo from Rick Ains.
Friends of Waldenick.
Ooh.
Don't you like the new setup, audience?
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, I went to a lot of trouble to set this up, you goddamn assholes.
Right. A lot of trouble to make yourself look skinnier.
Well, fuck you, you dumb whore.
That's just the truth.
Who the fuck is Rick?
Rick?
Who? All I see is a gynoclomastia.
Did you click on the Flickr photo?
That is fucking, just fucking disgusting as hell.
Andy Melton.
Please tell me you're going to have gynecomastia surgery. You can't live. Oh my fucking Jesus Christ on a vagina.
I love Rick Ains. He's very fun, Ains.
I don't know. Who is this Rick person?
He's on Twitter, I think, with the same name. I think he's given us money, too.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that.
Right.
Oh. Cheryl, are we out of topics already?
No, I've got plenty of topics, and I bet that Jamie will be writing some dedications as well, won't you, Jamie? Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey. Now, are you ready for a haiku? No,
Go ahead with the haikus.
Ooh, he said it's his night off. You better
fuck you, it is not your night off.
Madge, tell him.
I just
tell
did.
Tell Jamie's stronger.
Laps.
Okay. I am in your living room, Nate. Okay, let's see. So are you ready for haiku number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me do it so I can
go ahead with the haikus.
Haiku. Okay. Power bottom, she does claim. L.A. made her even more vain. Reagan Fox is a whore.
Okay, next.
Okay. Director of tech got paid and gun get high. J.P. Cook is ugly. You won't get that one.
I don't get it at all.
Sorry, it's an inside joke. Okay, next one.
That's still hilarious.
Cum tastes like mothballs. Ace Queen gummed my bits and pieces. How'd I avoid the bug?
That's a little better. Next.
Okay. This is a good one.
I'm sure.
Listen, okay. It was dark in there. Just see the whites of their eyes. Black party at the dorm.
Next!
Did you like that one?
Not especially, no.
Okay. Ah! Suicidal and fat. Made self homeless. Lots of tech. Still ugly after weight loss.
Cheryl, what you don't understand about this next star person is he's very sensitive. And I don't want to be responsible for him jumping off the bridge.
For the third time.
So I'm going to change the subject on the Twitter to...
Good idea.
Obesity and the day. The best thing for the day.
Okay.
To wear for the day. Dates.
Dates, okay.
Yeah, dates is better. I think that's better.
Pretty. Okay. Let's see. Next, are you ready? Did you say next?
Don't say next. You said next.
No. Next.
Okay. What's next?
Do you want me to... I don't want to blow my load all at the same time.
Oh, so what are we going to do? Have a talk show now? We're going to talk?
Punishes her legs. Refers to herself as one turn. Please send her protein. Number two, always punishing. Protein powder she does need. Begs for it daily. One turd, still paying face. Status update she punished. Lots of pics with arms. This one's about May. Cheryl Murkowski. Stinky ass coont I do have. Leops are crusty and dry.
You know, there was a Democracy Now! About fistula this week. And
did you get any Leops?
No, I'm not going to do that. I felt too exploitative because they talked about how these girls, they're, you know, they have sex when they're too young and these old men, and then their poo and pee comes out and they have no control over it and they smell and then they're outcast. Reminds me of you.
What's your point?
My point is that you're ugly. What's next, Hunaids?
Ass coont smells of fish. When was the last time I washed? Fuck it, eat it out.
Can you repeat that one?
Sure. Ass coont smells of fish. When was the last time I washed? Fuck it, eat it out.
That's pretty good.
It's poetic.
Mostly.
I'll highlight that one that you like, New York.
Perch.
Coco Dorm Rapist Pod. Hey, coin. Somebody read one in the chat room. Coco Dorm Rapist. Bottoms for men for money. Rapes for power trip. Ooh, that's good.
I'm going to change the topic now. Cheryl's Rape Haikus. Rape Haikus. I like haikus, like vagina coos.
I think I read this one after I pooped one day, but we'll do it anyway. Let me play a clip of Hold On. Hold On.
I need the song.
What?
I need the song Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Vivid morning dump. The sound so crisp you can smell, hear it plop in water.
Wadi, I think, should be Wadi. Wadi.
N-word order. This one's about the dorm.
Oh joy! Never duty can get squirting. Enough about that.
Duty squirting bool. Dorm dad says must recycle douche. Shit stains on the rim. Here's another one about the dorm.
Okay. Piece of duty.
Ooh.
What are you, snapping Ooh. Like beat poets?
Listen. Let me know when you're red AIDS.
I read AIDS.
Okay. Always dork at the dorm. Black as night. Coco Chanel. Nigger melanin. Hello?
I don't like that one. Can you? That's really mean.
Listen.
Can you read the one that Pasha wrote?
Alexis Toiler had a whole program about the N-word melanin.
Oh, here's the song from Jane Aid's Shade.
Don't go woody.
You might have to turn on the simulcast to hear this.
No.
Yeah, I need you to play the thing. Play the squirting now. Well, no, I'll tell you when to play the squirt. Not yet. Come on, work the thing out. Can you hear it? Come on, enough with the intro.
Ooh, you.
Come on, get going.
But
natural.
When she says waterfall again, start it all over. We're rapping now, man. Alright. Alright. That was good. Thank you for the waterfall, J-Mates, Jades. Did the audience like that? Did you like that waterfall song?
It's the left oil open, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turner Fish.
Always dark at the dorm, black as night.
Listen, stop, stop.
Edward Melanin.
I actually saw Brion for the first time today. I was so shocked. I was like, oh my God, I saw him as I was leaving. I'm like, oh my God, it's really Brion. But I didn't say anything. I just ran away. And that's when I texted you.
Did you get it found out?
Vince Lane wants to censor you. Something about Cheryl.
I would censor her back.
Yeah, it's easy to say that since he knows you're far away and he'll never see you. And he never has seen you, which is the only reason why anybody would want to have sex with you. Vince Lane, do you have any idea how ugly she is? Do you not see her little Skype icon?
Even though he's going to partner and all that, he would still eat me out on the DL.
I think his partner's like 80, though. It's okay. It's just a marriage of convenience, if you know what I mean.
Without benefits, it's always convenience.
Right. Now, right.
Brion
Gooch. Who says Gooch? What does that have to do with anything?
Listen, Brion and Latrell, reading it raw for the camera.
Oh, no.
Dorm Dad would approve.
Who's Latrell?
I don't know, a model. Sounds black.
I have to stop and restart a new I'm making video recordings this time, too, so I'm going to restore it.
Right.
Okay. Save. We'll call this Waterfall. And Waterfall. How do you spell Waterfall?
Wouter.
Oh, O-U. Okay.
Lol.
Duty is the tag. You know, I think they were... I got a duty with singing. Duty with singing is the topic, Cheryl. Duty piece of.
Great haikus.
All right, now let's start a new one. Okay, this is part two. What's the subject, Cheryl?
Coco.
No, Cheryl, I like my job, and I don't want to ruin it.
I do.
It's the only way I can pay for things, like my rent. And it's barely, seriously. Wooterfool.
AIDS Queen, oh, that mean tea sells in the
tea. I love that AIDS Queen song. That was so good.
James.
That was a really good song, and you sang it so well. You have such a great voice.
I like the karaoke backing track. So high quality. Why don't you play a voicemail or two? And then
I'm not going to play Hagatha AIDS's voicemails anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
We're done with her. She doesn't need it.
No, she don't.
She's very ugly, and I'm sure she says rude things. Knowing full well that I'm going to play them without hearing.
Making cocoa prawn. Breed it, work it, own it raw. Dorm Dad is very happy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a comment from... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Brion done fell out another day at the dorm. Got high, then got raped.
Okay. There's a comment from Kiko of VisiTronics.com. He says, R.E. Nix Tard. Listen, instead of being a complete homeless tard fuck by choosing to be homeless, why not put that skin skirt to use while you still have it?
You can give... This is so stupid. You can give... This is by the same person who protests fat phobia, right? You can give parachute rides off the San Franny Tranny Bridge to tourists while Madge videotapes it. I would definitely pay to watch that as well as buy us a DVD of it.
Yes, well, considering she's trying to jump off of there before unsuccessfully, you know. Ugh. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Acting out on video. Skin is dork. Adjust the white
stop
balance.
With the, stop with that. Do you does everything have to be about Coco?
Madge will edit out poo. Can I read it again without being interrupted, Mary? Thank you. Acting out on video. Skin is dork. Adjust the white balance. Madge will adjust, will edit out poo.
You fucked it up again, bitch.
Okay. Acting out on video. Skin is dork. Adjust the white balance. Madge will edit out poo.
Right. And blood.
And blood. That's not 575, though.
Oh, I saw a macho fucker that had the best blood duty after the guy was getting fucked, and this big, like, cum blood comes out. Shit, I wish I could... I could probably, but I would risk... We're doing a show now, Mary. God, she's... am I doing a show? She can't read fucking Facebook. We were talking about blood. Should I try to switch it over to Cam Twist so I can show you that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if... Audience, if this sends the image away, go fuck self.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to work. I'll try it. Okay, now I'm gone, I think. Cam Twist will store it. At least, I think you still have audio. Oh, there's a new version of Cam Twist available. I better install the update if it doesn't work. We'll try it. Okay, we're doing the movie. Oh, God, Cheryl, they're going to kick us off of this goddamn rape scene. Whatever it's... What is it? You, rape stream.
Just fast forward to the pork with the blood.
Hold on.
Okay.
I need to put something on there in the meanwhile just to let people see something. I know the video is fucking frozen because there's nothing fucking playing, you ass coont. Jesus Christ on a wheel. Send me money for being mean like that. Send me money even if you know what I mean. So said, oh, camera, no cameras found. Oh, frottage. Move aids. Let's see. Is this
okay.
Tell me if you see, it's not fucking working, is it?
Don't see nothing.
Okay, I'm going to stop and store it again. Hold on.
Shit.
No, stop the recording. V. Okay, hold on, Cheryl. Yeah, I'm going to have to close the whole broadcast window and start again. Hang on. Okay, just a sex cunt. This is not going to be worth it, by the way, just to see some duty porn. Duty piece Rex, they call it in French.
And I do like my new name that you created for me.
I know you do. Oh, my God. Okay, there it is. But that's not the scene I wanted to play. Are you there, audience? I need to know if you can see this. Can you see the prom? This isn't the duty poopy.
We see
have to
you.
Get this done. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly see me?
I see your face.
What?
Bitch, listen. See your face.
How come I see porn?
Because you're looking at your own. No. Oh, now I see it.
Okay. Okay, now let's get back. Okay, so you see the prawn. Hold on, I'm going to pause that because I don't want to get kicked off of Ustream for this boring ass shit. Now let me find the macho fucker with the duty. I think it was called something about Amsterdam. Go figure.
Tension.
God, this is horrible, Cheryl. Oh my God, are we going to be angry? We're going to get the whole Ustream on Reddit.
Plant around.
This is terrible. I gotta get her done real quick.
Plant a rose at me.
This isn't the rose one. Oh wait, I gotta get to the duty squirt. Hold on. After his pants come off. His jeans are.
Get it, get it, get it.
Are you watching, Cheryl?
Pretty roar.
Wait, you'll hear. He takes it out, and that's when we see the piece of duty. It's blood.
Where?
God, we're so. We're going to get such big trouble for playing prom. Don't anybody watch this. This is science for what? Okay, it's watch. Blood. It's going to come out soon. Wait. It hasn't come out yet. Hold on. It's like now after the. Oh, God. Get her done, mate.
Greenette.
Come on. Come on, before we get kicked off of Uterus Stream. This is going to be worth it.
Trotsky.
It does. No, Trotsky's got a bigger penis. He called him a whore. Fucking whore. Take this, you whore, she said. Yeah, get it. Own it, work it, own it, own it, work it. Re-own. Oh, oops. Okay, now what? The blood's coming soon. There's two blood pieces. This, watch. There, did you see it?
No.
Did you see? Keep watching around the lab.
Did something fall out?
Did you see the... That was blood commie. Did you see it?
Just go back to the frame and zoom in, please.
Okay, I don't know how to zoom. Wait, hold on. Was that before the waterfall of blood or no? Okay, I'll pause it. Hold on. This is a science where scientists... This is terrible. Oh, wait. Do you see it? I paused it.
Ew. Now go back two frames.
Ew. I can't. It doesn't do frame by frame. It doesn't let me. I can't go back.
Why?
It doesn't have that kind of control on this goddamn thing.
QuickTime?
What?
You're not using QuickTime?
No, I'm using fucking cam twist vagina. I'll try and pause it again. Hold on. Get it, own it, work it, get it, own it, work it, own it, get it, work it. We're going to get kicked off any sex canal. That was too soon. Okay, there. See that?
With you, one more frame.
It looks like one of your abortions.
Yes.
You see? Now I did another frame. You see? There, that's good. You see that?
Yes.
And now there's another one later on. I got to see where that comes in. Then they cut. He's really loving it, though. He likes that bloody duty, fuck.
Yes.
God, we're demons. Oh, now he's sucking the dick that fucked his ass with blood. That's nice. Is that Hagathird AIDS?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, here. Ugh. God, he's... I feel like I'm watching a truck park.
Yeah.
He's so busted. Did they kick us off of Ustream? Come on, Trotsky. Trotsky wants to work. This is horrible. Horrible.
You know when audio goes with the else.
The audio's playing for the audience, just you can't hear it. Cheryl, stop. Okay, I think there's going to be blood in his sex con here. Here, watch. Did it come out? Did we see blood or no? Shit, I can't remember where the second blood is. Oh, fuck. Cheryl, I couldn't find this.
Excuse me?
I couldn't find the second blood piece.
True blood.
Yeah.
True blood.
I better take off this bloody fuck.
Sorry.
Hold on, maybe there's more blue. Do you want to see the rose?
Yes, yes.
Okay, wait.
The rose.
Let's see if we get more duty here. Now, this is the beginning of the movie, Cheryl. It starts out so fucking gross. Are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where it says the load masters yet? God, why are we... Oh, look, the rose! Oh, God, on a wheel.
A wheel! Why did you download the...
Because Chris told me to, the one with the bunny, because he said they have tattoos around the roses now. See? Ring around the rosy rail. Ring around the goddamn rose.
Pretty rose. Hi, is there video of the things going in the rose?
We're done with that. I don't want to get kicked off. I turn off the...
That would be more entertaining than the other one with Brion and all that.
Leave Brion out of this.
I'm sorry.
You should have me back. Do you have me back?
I'm really rosy.
Did you enjoy the rose?
It's real. You better believe the anal rose.
Okay, audience. Are you still there, or did we get kicked off of Uterus Stream?
Hello? Still there.
Still there.
Mm-hmm.
Canned ham. My God. Cheryl, now what do you think about that rose? Did you see how there was semen in there? Up in there?
Stretched out boy pussy, throwing kielbasa down hall. Damn, that bitch is loose.
Who wrote that one? Jay Mays?
Me, Mays.
That was good.
No way. And finally, Cheryl Murkowski, woman of prolapse and queef. Layups for miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles, miles and miles and miles and miles.
Reagan Fox. L.A. made her real good.
What's the link?
John P. thinks your Porkman looks nice.
Oh, she's there now. Oh. She always says the same thing. Where's my link? Where's the link? Where's the link? It's on Facebook, Mary, like it always is. I can't see the fucking chat room. John, you just missed the pornography. We were showing the rose. You just missed the rose and blood duty. Well, they probably didn't like that anyway. John, can we call you and ask about certain penile farting? Mm-hmm. I don't even see the... I'm going to call him. I don't even see the fucking screen.
He said yes.
Okay. I'm good.
Pump and jump and dump. Balls hanging out and squatting. I love my firm friends.
Oh, my God. I lost his fucking number in the Skype. Hold on a second.
You hear my haccoon?
Just keep talking while I do this.
I love my firm friends. Oh, I love my firm friends. Pouty angel. Pouty angel.
Oh, that was a very, very good one. Brilliant, in fact.
Pouty.
Christ, I'm a stick.
I love you, honey.
Okay, 7-7. Oh, I'm not going to read it out loud. What
am I doing? Glades, grades, nades, blades, lades, hagathades, power aids.
Talk, Cheryl. I don't want you to know
God.
How did
you not get the bug from Agathurn?
Ugh, don't be an idiot.
Sorry. Not really. I need some more warty.
Too late.
Excuse me?
Just suck it.
Fuck you, bitch.
I've had it with you.
What an ohio.
Cheryl, Chicken Shack.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you talk about penile farting?
No, it was amazing.
Tell us.
It was so cool. Cheryl, did you hear this story already?
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it on the program, so please tell it.
Oh, I can't hear Cheryl anymore. Oh, there she is.
She's moaning.
So, I have prostate issue.
What?
So I went to the doctor, and they knocked me out and put me completely under so that I could get
back
my prostate.
Back up. What is a prostate issue?
I have prostatitis, which means my prostate gets inflamed without even touching it.
I'm getting fucked.
No.
Right.
No. So anyway, so the point is, I go in. And they put me under because they have to put the scope through my pee hole into my bladder and my prostate, and they want to do a biopsy and all that kind of stuff to make sure I don't have the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it. Well, when I woke up, first of all, the anesthesia, they put me under Twilight, which I thought was just my favorite movie, but it's also now my favorite anesthesia. And I woke up, and I first of all told the nurse that it was fucking amazing and that they were way better than those bitches over at Illinois Masonic. And then, okay, so here's where it gets good. So they tell me, like, after anesthesia, you have to pee before they'll let you go home.
Yes.
So I go to the bathroom. Well, what they didn't tell me was how horrible it was going to be when I peed.
Why?
So I was sitting there and everything was fine. I was like, oh my God. And then I peed and I thought I was going to die. And it was like all blood.
Oh, no.
But it was all blood in the water.
Pee in my mouth, pee in my mouth, pee in my mouth. Oh, so, okay.
Here's where it gets better.
I don't know.
So later that day, fast forward later that day, John P's at home. And, like, it just was irritated, and I had a lot of blood and whatever. So I go to go pee, and you have to sit down after this procedure to pee. Not that I stand up any other time because I'm, like, a girl anyway. So I go, and I sit down, and I go to pee, and I look in the toilet, and I'm like, oh, my God, no blood. And all of a sudden, as I'm standing up, I feel what feels like a gas bubble, like, coming up through my penis. And at the very tip of my penis, this big old bubble blows up.
On your white shirt.
Hold on a second. At the worst time, the Firefox crashed. We're going to have to retell the ending of that. Hold on. I got to get this thing working again.
Okay.
We're freaking out.
The Firefox got too excited.
Bonquisha.
Uh-huh.
Look at them. They're saying the thing. Damn it, right at the good part.
Right.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Oh, God.
Firefox has a message. Well, that is embarrassing.
Man.
That's what it says.
Your queef made it cryish.
Can the chat room hear us now?
No, not yet.
Nope.
So you can talk about them. Why is the waterfall
so... Did you get a haircut?
The waterfall... Yeah, I did today. It was murder.
It looks good. You look all tan.
It was murder, if you know what I mean. Enough said.
Uh-huh.
So bitter.
Murder on the dance floor.
Let's see.
But you better not kill the girl.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. We're getting there. God, you're lucky you missed the cummy rose. That was disgusting.
Oh, no, I saw it, honey.
Oh, you saw the
cummy
rose?
I saw them
rose?
Fucking and you trying to back up. Although, I don't think that was blood.
Oh,
I think
it was
just a buildup of lube.
Honey, it was pink.
I think you just want it to be blood. I mean,
honey,
I saw blood gushing out of my pee hole, so I know what blood looks like.
I think we're back on. Yeah, we have nine.
Are we on?
Blood can flow.
Yeah,
I see you.
I see you
on the screen.
Trotsky, come here. Trotsky wants to hear the story.
Dream crashed, then came back. There we are.
And when you
so where did we click out?
Oprah was holding your penis.
Okay. So anyways, so I finally pee, and I'm like, oh my God, there's no blood. This is amazing. And then right as I start to stand up, I feel what feels like a gas bubble coming up. But it's coming up through like my groin and into my penis. And I'm like, what is that? So I go to sit back down, kind of like when you're getting ready to puke or something, mm-hmm. and you know it's coming up, and you're like, oh, my God. So I go to sit back down, and all of a sudden I look, and at the tip of my penis blows this bubble, like kids blowing bubbles, and it's this red bubble that all of a sudden blows up out of my penis and then explodes, and it just starts gushing blood.
How much?
It was like a quart or something.
How large in radius did it get?
A quart?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. No, it was a lot, though. I mean, the entire toilet was red. It was so awesome, I wanted to videotape it. I wanted to do it again.
Was it an abortion? Was there a fetus in there? Maybe you were pregnant.
I totally think I lost the baby.
Cheryl can console you. She has lots of experience losing babies.
Yes. It gets more and more emotional every time for me, but I enjoy it more and more as well.
It was. And, you know, I may not have lost the baby if I wouldn't have stuck the wire coat hanger up my pee hole.
Well, you got to do what you're going to do.
I did what I had to do. Mm-hmm. I lost my baby, or as my mama likes to call it, my paycheck.
Okay. That's a good idea. I wish I had a working uterus.
Why? So you could pump out the kids to get more money?
Mm-hmm. Then I give them a year daycare center, which is just as good as throwing them down a well.
You know, I had an assistant once that had a baby with one of those fancy pro athletes.
Yeah.
The bitch drove a Range Rover, but she had to tape down her weave wig.
Who?
Priorities were bad. Back in my days at Martha Stewart Living Magazine.
Yeah, Martha Stewart. Cheryl, yes. John P. has a very, very large aunt.
Excuse me?
Oh, big fatty Aunt Mary.
She's
How
huge.
Large?
Oh, like, what, 500 pounds?
That's all.
Oh, no, but she's amazing, Cheryl. Madge has seen the photos. She's amazing.
How so?
Pretty.
She's very pretty, and she's wealthy, so she gets big girl clothes made for her.
Ooh.
And she straps her hover round onto the back of her Lincoln.
Ooh.
But she's amazing.
It's like a shuttle. It's like a shuttlecraft on Star Trek. Like the mothership brings her,
Well, she has a big Lincoln, one of the SUVs that has the little lift thing that she just drives up on it and hits the button. But anyway, what's amazing about her is that she does her hair and makeup like a drag queen. Like, she's so good. So even though she's really large, she has amazing cheekbones and bone structure because she just shades the shit out of
it. She doesn't have amazing cheeks and bone structure. She puts makeup on so it appears that she does, you know, under all that fat.
Correct.
Fat.
Actually, if she lost the weight, she would look like me. Gorgeous.
So she'd be fat.
You know, John, we've been talking about this girl. I'm wearing his pants, by the way. He gave me his pants. I mean, skirt. We've been talking about this girl we know in San Francisco.
What skirt are you wearing?
Brown pants.
Oh, those are my favorite. I got too fat.
Cheryl. John, so we have this friend named, well, not a friend, named Nick Stard. He lost 100 pounds last year, and now he's deliberately homeless so that he can pay for a tummy tuck. He's living on the streets so that he can get a tummy tuck.
Ew.
Isn't that weird?
Why doesn't he have 8 babies and then have his Asian husband leave him? Because they get free tummy tucks.
Go to nickstar.com with 2 R's at the end.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do it right now.
He calls it Nick and Tuck. He's completely insane. I know this guy personally, and he's very fragile. That's why he blocked Cheryl from his Twitter.
I mean, who blocks Cheryl?
A lot of people do.
Luckily, I still have access to her.
You know,
what?
I will say, I need to raise some money for somebody, for something that's actually serious.
To memorialize your dead fetus like me, I understand.
What's serious?
No, someone that we know here in Chicago, that I'm not going to say the name because he's actually really, you know, he's someone that's well known. But he is just this amazing, amazing person, amazing soul. And has always been really good to me. And he was at the gay pride parade and was down near, like, where the protesters are.
Yeah.
And someone yelled, like, faggot or something like that. And he said, don't say that or go fuck yourself or something, you know, along those lines. And these 4 guys jumped him and beat him and knocked out all of his front teeth.
Oh, my God.
And so bad it broke him off at the roots, and he has to go get those implant teeth, and they're like $1,500 a piece, and he doesn't have insurance.
Oh, my God.
How horrible is that, right?
I know. I mean, as soon as I can pay for my iPhone, I think we should definitely raise money for that.
You're so compassionate, Madge.
How did I not hear about this? Has this been in the news?
I don't know if it was or not, but supposedly he's been doing some, like, little drag pageant fundraiser kind of things. It was actually really horrible. And when I tell you offline who it is, you'll be pretty sad.
Why can't you say who it is? I mean, if he's doing fundraisers, I mean, he needs money. Well, I guess if he doesn't want to, that makes sense. Since it was a hit.
Yeah, I don't know that I
was. Was it paraphernalia?
But anyways, it was just very sad. But
we
on
know
a
this
happier
person.
Note,
yeah.
I do have insurance. Mm-hmm. And guess what I had done today?
Because,
you know, I'm a bean queen. I'm a bean queen.
You went
so I'm
tanning.
Going to Mexico next week.
You went tanning.
No, I had this process done that was amazing that they, at my dermatologist, he's amazing. And because I have cystic acne on my skin, but mostly like on my body. And it's like a tanning bed with this blue light. And you lay in it for 15 minutes, and the blue light, like, hits the bacteria under your skin and makes it toxic to itself. So it literally
Cheryl has one of those at home.
Yes. Now listen.
It's on her toilet
seat.
Don't
you find it kind of ironic, listen, that you had a test to see whether you had cancer in your prostates. And then you go and you find out that you don't have no cancer, so then you go tanning, you little bitch.
It's not a tanning bed.
I'm just saying, you little bitch, that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It's not a tanning bed.
He goes tanning also. Don't lie. You know you go tanning.
You're a liar and a fraud.
You do go tanning.
Please.
You have.
I'm just pointing out the obvious, okay?
Bro, hey.
Glad that you were able to make your skin.
Cheryl, did we talk about this new word that we came up with?
Which one, Negron?
Bean queen.
No.
Bean queens are like rice queens, but for Mexicans.
I love it.
It's racist.
Yeah, that is.
Smells like B.O. to me. Smells like B.O. to me.
Ew. We're going to Puerto Vallarta next week, and then I'm going to quit my job.
We what? Meaning not me.
Again?
Huh?
You're going to quit your job again, Mary?
It may be involuntarily.
No, I'm not losing my job. I'm going, actually, no, I've made a decision this week with the help of my spiritual advisor that I'm going to start looking for another job.
Don't talk about that on the program. What if somebody finds out who you really
right.
are?
Oh, please, if those bitches are listening to this program, they got more problems than I thought.
Yeah. You never know. A lot of time it's sick bitches that do listen.
I know, right? True that.
Yeah, just look at Matt Burgess over there in Australia.
Emo.
He's rich as fuck and never gave me a thin dime. Never gave me a thin dime. She's rich as fuck.
Maybe he'll raise money for my friend that got all her teeth broken out.
No. She ain't gave me no money for my dead fetus, and she didn't give Wanda Wisdom any money for her protein powder. That's much more important compelling.
We've got all these people that think Cheryl should do a Laurie Anderson song, but the problem is Laurie Anderson.
I love Lonnie Anderson.
Laurie Anderson, who doesn't put out her songs on karaoke, as far as I know.
My favorite Lonnie Anderson was right after she left Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught her at the airport, and she had her hair all slicked back with that big cowboy hat and those big Chanel sunglasses. Oh, she was tranny ferocious. Oh, gorgeous. I want to move to Dallas.
Dum 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 dum
dum. Oh, please, when I win the lotto, you can all move into my estate in Dallas.
You better work hard. I can't wait for you to win the
Dallas.
So I've been watching all these Strangers with Candy episodes. I've been watching all these Strangers with Candy episodes on the Hulu.com. And I just watched one that I haven't seen in the longest time, this Hit and Run episode where Mr. Jellyneck's face falls off when Jerry hits her with a car. she's like checking out all the gore on her car when she gets home. She's like, please don't be his face. Please don't be his face. Please don't be his face. It's his face. And then she has to give the face back to do the right thing. But she doesn't want him to give away her identity. So she attaches it to her brick and throws it in the window of the Principal Blackman's office. I just love
that. She reminds me of someone that we know.
Who? Somebody very
who may or may not have had a stroke. And is just the sweetest woman on the face of the earth. You know who I'm talking about?
Give a clue.
Rhymes with Judy.
Judy? Oh, I love Judy.
I don't know anybody named Rhymes
Judy.
With Judy. I don't know.
Yeah, you would. She's so sweet. I love her, actually. I
don't think I know.
So, what can we talk about the Comedy Central Comedy Central roast of...
Didn't see it either.
Of
what's her name?
And it was good. Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. It was amazing.
I'll have to download it because I do love her work. Especially, did you see that clip when she said fuck on TV? She's like, quit fucking with me.
Oh.
She's like, just amazing. Don't. What did she say that one time when she was on the news?
She said recently. Something about what's it like having a daughter that rides your coattails. And she's like, oh, go fuck off. You can't talk about that kind of stuff. I'm on here promoting your show. It was great. It was fantastic. I do love her.
You
now listen.
What?
I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Now, I think that I've got another bun in the oven, as it were.
Where is this one attached? Where did this one latch itself to?
My uterus.
Okay.
Now listen, mate.
Okay.
Why, mate, I need another name for my booty. Is that Australian? So I'm trying to think of what would be an appropriate name for my next abortion.
How about abortion?
No. Well, I had one suggestion, and I don't know if it would be inappropriate or offensive.
Okay, try it. We won't know until we hear.
Pork and Annie.
I don't get that. What?
I'll put it in the chat room, and you can see. Well, it's a
pork
three
and
word.
Bean.
No. It's pork and Annie.
You want to name your abortion baby?
Pork and Annie.
Pork and Annie. You can name her lymphoma.
Pickaninny, like, yes.
Shut up. You can't name what? Racist things. It's a dead fetus, for God's sake.
The lymphoma? That's a good one, too.
Or Diana. So, Cheryl.
What did it sound like, the
penis
fart? Did it make a noise?
I told my cousin, who's married to a black guy, and she's white. I told her that if she was a drag queen, guess what her name would be? Guess.
Fucking black man.
Rhoda Blackman.
That's that Principal is. Blackman's wife. Rhoda
Blackman.
Rhoda Blackman. I love it!
If you were a girl, your name would be Polly Two Fingers.
My girl name is,
what?
My girl name is Shatelia Moore.
Mm-hmm.
She needs a rhinoplasty.
So somebody said to me, Madge, I watched the video you gave me of the Miss Serenity pageant. I'll leave it to you to guess who this is. I watched the video of the Miss Serenity pageant. You know what? It was boring. I said, Ludwig, I need to. I said, person, it's always boring. And he said, no, it is. And it wasn't boring last year when he was hosting it. I said, yes, it was. It's always boring. It's a home movie. And then he went out to smoke.
I'm not going to go next year.
Right.
After all that drama this year, I am not going.
I'm sure you're not, honey. It's...
No, you're not going either. I'll break your goddamn camera.
I'm going to the damn thing. I go every goddamn year. It's just a goddamn ugly pageant.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Are you watching your friend Nene on The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I don't think we're that stupid.
No, I don't watch that crap.
The Real Housewives
we only watch
of Atlanta.
Programs.
And the fat people amazing. On it.
Are there obese people on it?
Yeah.
How obese?
There's a couple.
Super morbid.
No, not very obese.
Who was it that said somebody wrote a comment and they said they know some fatty program director? He used to date somebody who
really?
Listens, who watches this show, Cheryl, dated one of those famous fatty directors, like a director of the Fatty Grams.
Well, you know, a lot of those shows are going to go away now because.
Why?
Oprah took over the Discovery Network. So now it's going to be the Oprah Winfrey Network. The Discovery Network's going away.
Oh, it's
going to
be all the fucking, all these fake doctors and shit.
You
great.
No.
No, I swear to God. It's
going
to
ruin my
home,
fucking
the Oprah
life,
Winfrey
bitch.
Network.
What about
the
TLC?
Oprah
that
Winfrey
won't
Network.
Go away, will it? TLC? What about Discovery
TLC's
Health?
Fine.
Discovery
TLC,
Health.
TLC, but yeah, they're rolling it all. They're only keeping one brand of the Discovery, and they're going to kind of roll all the different Discovery brands into it.
Where did Vince Lane go? Is he still there?
Don't go chasing.
He like comes in and then he disappears because he's so afraid of us now.
Who?
Vince Lane is the one that showed us his pierced penis a long while ago, and he works very close to.
Oh, the one that jacks off.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't jack off. When
right.
he just
was he the kind of bearish one?
No.
Yeah.
No, the bearish one we turned off. No, but he was.
I
don't
have sex with him.
Oh.
No.
What's the topic now?
No.
Penis farts.
My fortune,
I haven't
no.
been updating.
Oh, penis fart.
I haven't been updating the Twitter topic. Sorry. Penis farts.
Mad Men is coming back for another season. You guys don't watch any kind of educated TV.
I watch True Blood.
Yes.
I have to watch that first season. I have to.
I got it.
In the Dexter, and it's pretty good. Then.
Oh, Dexter! I love Dexter.
That's bad.
Do you know what was on the other morning while I was getting ready for work at the job that I hate?
Okay.
Guess what was on?
What was on?
No, it was. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Ding, 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 ding. Good times.
I thought I saw Florida Evans.
Giving
on
the... your head above water. Giving good days and good days. Temporary layoff. Good times.
Listen, Jamie, give me some content. Thank you.
I saw Florida Evans on the way to a certain place today. Cheryl, do you have any body dedications?
I'm waiting for J-Maids.
Well, come on.
Well, give me a bold stick.
J-Maids trades.
Edith Bunker's in here. Is that Archie's husband?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She made an iPhone application. It's really good. Cheryl and I love it. It's called My Gay... Cheryl.
What's it called?
My Gay Agenda. It's really good. You should download it.
I don't have an iPhone.
Oh.
I have a BlackBerry.
Well, just go to iTunes.
Oh, it was on Gizmodo today.
Listen. Go to iTunes, click buy this app, and it doesn't matter if you have an iPhone. You can try it out.
Okay.
It's supporting Edith Bunkies. So just buy it anyway. Who gives a
Christ? Give us more money.
What's Gizmodo?
It's something about scrotums.
Edith Bunker, you should send me the link for it, and I'll send it over to my friend at Wired. Yeah,
who do you know
that
at
Wired?
Who do you know at Wired? I know somebody at Wired.
I can't tell you that.
Jameis.
No, they're actually classy. I can't mention that name on this.
That's not the person I know, then.
Hey there, water fool in the toilet. Thank you for gracing my afternoon.
There's a sex offender app for the iPhone.
Oh yeah,
is there really?
I think they deleted it though.
How dare you interrupt?
I got the sex offender app. Cheryl. I got the sex offender app. But I thought it was boring because there were only like a dozen sex offenders in my neighborhood, and I thought that was bullshit.
Aren't they really hot?
No, they're all ugly as hell. They look like sex offenders.
That I see on that show that they do on TV where they're coming to fuck the little 13-year-old girl, and she's like, drink your tits in the kitchen! And then the guy walks out on Dateline. Those guys are always hot.
What was the name of the sex offender app? Does anybody remember?
He says, Dr. Lizwood says the free app will only list 10 nearest offenders. God damn it.
That's fucking crap.
So do you think it would be bad
nice.
If I told them that I was a 12-year-old boy and I wanted them to come over and have sex with me?
I don't understand. I mean,
do
I love this
you
program.
Think...
I was talking about this gay agenda thing. I was trying to figure out the thing. The screenshots look very nice, Ethel.
What screenshots?
The link she
How's
fucking posted.
How's that girl in Minneapolis doing?
Oh, my God. You haven't heard? She's begging for money, I swear to God, to raise money for protein powder.
Ew, is she going to get buff?
Do you have that clip, Cheryl, of her begging for protein powder?
Sure, I do. Hold on.
Listen to this. You won't fucking believe it.
Wait, is she trying to get buff?
Well, she's trying to get... I mean, she's already thin. She's been working out for a long time, but I guess she's trying to get a bigger muscles. I don't know what
she's
going on.
She loves her arms. She loves to punish everything and get everything huge.
Is she that poor? Lisa Lampanelli's on Comedy Central.
Oh, you know
what? That's censored. Who cares?
I have a DVD that Cheryl sent me that I can share with
you. I love Lisa Lampanelli.
I can share it with you.
Thank you. She says, I've had more black dick in me than a urinal at the Apollo. Rhoda Blackman.
It's inappropriate.
What were we doing? I totally forgot.
I was trying
you were going to play the clip of that girl in Minneapolis begging for protein.
Yeah. Her name is Wanda Wisdom.
Wanda Wisdom, that's right.
She
love,
has a name.
Do you know my favorite Christmas special?
Hi. My trivialization of unfair labor practices all over the globe. Please don't. I would prefer you do the following. I need stuff. And instead of you wasting money writing letters, I would like you to waste time and money on me. Is that fair? I think it's fair. It's actually true. When I tell you that I need protein powder, I ain't kidding. So if there's anybody out there that wants to take pity on a poor little drag queen named Wanda Wisdom who's trying to get some muscle, please visit my website and click on the Amazon wish list gift. I'll put a link on today's program. Because Mama needs some protein, and that shit's expensive. So, thank you.
Girl, go suck some
please
dick.
I know there's a protein angel out there somewhere.
Yeah, go suck some dick is right.
Protein angel out there somewhere. Protein angel out there somewhere. Protein angel, protein angel out there somewhere.
Woo! Thank you for calling on me. I am the protein angel.
Has nobody made a little song about that with that in there?
I don't know.
Sounds like a job for some bod aids.
Yes. Now listen, I'm going to dedication when you're ready.
Go
I know
ahead.
That you're very busy.
Go ahead.
Hey there, water fool in the toilet. After so many medical tests and boxes of Cheez-Its last night, I was ready to get let go of you. However, you're not just a regular dude aids. You're my favorite kind of dude aids. I filled the toilet up to the top with you. If I was playing Tetris with my poop, it would have been game over. It takes about 4 flushes to get rid of all the remnants of you. I'm sure that I'll see you again in a few months. Waterfill. You know, the amount of water in it, I probably could have filled up a few glasses of water. I wonder what would happen if I drink it again.
Pour it in a Brita.
Maybe I'll put a coffee filter or a Brita filter up in there and see what happens, like a science experiment. Well, anyways, waterfall, I love you.
John, did you hear Cheryl's waterfall yet?
No.
She had to get one.
Yeah,
you did, okay. You heard it with the song that we played?
No, I didn't hear the song.
She had a test today.
Uh-oh.
You like that, Nate? You like that?
He liked it.
He liked my
made me want a blood bubble in my penis.
These medical tests are real fun.
Okay, I have to say a message to Luke, who probably isn't there right now, but Luke made wonderful album art for the last program, but it was about Hagathard AIDS, and Hagathard AIDS is over, so I didn't use it. However, I will gladly accept album art for this program. Okay.
Right.
I think somebody else...
Gladly accept warts for this program?
Too little.
Warts. Oh, by the way, guess what?
You got warts, too?
You got anal warts?
No. No, when I was at the dermatologist, he looked all over me. I ain't got no herpes or no warts.
How many times do people have to tell you that before you believe them? I mean, you already asked
Cheryl,
one doctor last week.
Cheryl,
and
hold on.
You got a goddamn blood test
doctor.
Last week. You got a blood test last week who said you didn't have herpes. Now he does a skin test and you don't have herpes. What does it take? Oh, here's the comment. My ex-boyfriend...
No, it's the same doctor. I had my STD test done and he said I was all clear and good.
Oh, it's
God, don't yell at me.
He's lying.
Yeah, I know him too. I had sex with him on Grindr. He said, really? I have this guy. His name is John. He's a patient. And he really has herpes, but I lied and told him he doesn't because he's such a hypochondriac.
Shut up, Cheryl. I get ingrown hairs and I think they're herpes.
Well, they are herpes. You're
not. Here's the comment I was talking about.
You take them.
This is from Sleepover Jesus. Oh, I've met him. He's one of the Don and Drew people. My ex-boyfriend directed most, if not all, of those heavy set videos back in the early 00s. He's kind of big, too. That guy broke up with us. The guy that broke up... What? The guy that broke us up was in a few of them. Funny thing is, as soon as Shrock Bella started talking about a mate, I was planning to ask if he's ever tried Bigger City, who's more or less produced the movies.
What is this bitch talking about?
Funny world. It's obesity. This guy dated, who I've met, this guy dated, heavy set videos is fatty porn. But not just fatty porn.
Speaking of diversity, I had KFC for lunch.
You lucky fucking cunt. How dare you? Were you in Naperville or what?
No, I was down at the Illinois Center.
You said gorilla? Man.
I didn't say gorilla. What are you talking about?
Yes, you did. I heard. Did anyone else hear gorilla? I heard you say gorilla.
Well, I gotta be a gorilla because I eat chicken.
Montrose toity.
You know, I was listening to this YouTube video today called Why Do Black People Like Frying Chicken? And I was
Cheryl, why do you do this to me? You know I work with the black community and you were trying to ruin my life.
Right.
She does. She is working to further better our gay youth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come on.
One paycheck at a time.
That's right.
One small paycheck at a time.
They're getting more than you, honey.
Excuse me? You people are ruthless. Ruthless.
Maybe you should start.
Raw Life 18.
She's stimulating the HIV medication industry.
Yes.
God, I hate you people.
You are. Spread the AIDS.
Who is Terrero AIDS? I think that's a local person. And by the way, this vertical vertigo person, and I know that's not really how you pronounce your name, I know you from somewhere. You are coming from somewhere else because I recognize that voice of yours.
I think she's just a dirty cunt.
Who is this Terrero person? How do I know you?
Did you punch her in her cunt?
Because you know too much. Chris? Real. Chris?
Funny.
Chris.
Blender.
Oh, through P? Did I meet you at the Mary's Attic that one time?
Hey, Fanny.
I don't fucking
care.
She's
a fat cunt.
Terrero, did I meet you when I was at that? Oh, who fucking knows? Anyway.
Are you retarded like Pear Fanny, too?
Don't call him Pear Fanny. He has a name.
What's his name?
Have I met you in person? Terrero?
She's talking to you?
I'm stroking my microphone.
I wonder if she's a bean.
I don't know.
Ew.
Are you a bean queen or a bean? Are you a bean?
Creels.
Are you a bean, Terreros?
Hey, Madge.
He's got a lot of vowels.
Madge, you have to answer me that.
Not a bean queen. Are you a bean? Sorry. Go ahead.
I was told tonight that calling a Cadillac in Florida a Jew canoe is derogatory.
No, it isn't.
I didn't think so. I thought it was wonderful.
Mm-mm.
A Jew canoe. I love it.
Racist.
I don't believe
it. You know what I love about your show, too, is while you're talking, it has pop-up ads that say go online to get cheap price on yeast.
Does it really?
Uh-huh.
Yeast?
More.
It has like little pop-up ads that come up on the bottom, and it's like, go on, blah, blah, yeast, $14 a pound or something.
Well, I'm glad somebody makes money off my content. Jesus Christ.
Serious.
Yeah, Stephen Denver says the same. I can't believe that. So they got a special advertiser just for yeast to put on my show, and they don't even give me a fucking dime.
It's like Google Ads. They just pop up things that have the same kind of content.
Yeah, Google Ads are amazingly accurate.
It's scary. Like when I...
Like when Cheryl is on, when Cheryl has a Google ad, it says pedophile murderer and child molester.
What? Well, excuse me?
Waterfall.
Excuse me?
Okay, you're talking about waterfalls and not my personal life.
Well, you're the one that has to bring up my friends, Breon, all the time.
You know what?
Hmm?
Did you have sex with Breon?
No.
Well, then it's not your personal life.
No, but I was asking, like, because when I left work, I asked where somebody who works there went, and they said he's taking a nap. I was like, oh, I didn't know you get to take naps here. That's good to know.
It's like a house.
It is a house.
Excuse me.
And they're going to drill a hole in the wall so they can have the breed and work it on it and the cocoa.
It's the same place. Actually, the breeding is...
Excuse me.
The breeding person works in my actual office, to tell you the truth. There's another...
You work with a breeder?
Breeder in the sense of bareback prawn.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I know her.
Flavor needs flavor.
Shut up, you cunt. But you know what the project? You know what the project I'm working on now is? Even though I shouldn't tell you,
it's Project Runway. You're working on Project Runway.
Yeah, I have their sewing kits.
I like how
Matt
is like, "Shut up, Cheryl. Shut up. It's my livelihood." And then she's like, "How? Blah blah blah. This is what I'm working on."
Yeah, but when I tell you what I'm working on, there's nothing racist about it. When you say stuff, you're talking about
bloody racist.
No, because you say you said pickaninny before.
I did not. I've never said pickaninny. I never said that word.
Oh, pickaninny, like pickaninny cotton. Cheryl.
See?
What? I did not say that.
Oh, it's on the recording, Cheryl.
That was a different program.
You've said it on other shows, too. You typed it on the chat room, Cheryl.
You motherfucking bitch. It was a different show.
You typed it on the chat room.
On the other show, I said pickaninny watermelon, and you made me repeat it.
Because I didn't
hear
you.
And I've not said it again. Okay. I did. I suggested the name for my fetus that will be aborted of pork and ninny. Which is not the same. Pork and ninny. And I will blame that one on the wasabi. I'm blaming that on the wasabi. She told me that one. And Wanda Wisdom.
Cheryl.
Thank you.
Cheryl.
What?
You cannot tell me that's a coincidence that it sounds so much like that other thing.
Well, I didn't make
isn't
it up.
A pickaninny a grocery store?
Listen, my point is very simple. I just wanted to tell you the project I'm working on now, which is the DVD catalog for the whole shebang. It's very exciting. That's all.
Oh, nice.
It's a DVD catalog.
Why don't I get any of these?
What's it called?
It's called Picabella Cotton, you goddamn bitch! You happy? Shit.
Excuse me.
Wow. You can make one of the Jeffersons having bareback porn.
Well, oh, no. Oh, my God. You're making me scream in my apartment.
What's it coming on up?
Cheryl, now you made me finna go off. I really hate you. Trotsky got scared.
You're bitten. She's bitten. She's bitten. She's already learning the lingo.
Amazing grace.
You could have like a roots, but it's bareback porn.
Kunta
are you
kinte.
Washed in the blood, in the soul, cleanse the blood of the land.
Okay, we are not going to make this into a
land
show.
Are you washed in the blood of the land?
Okay, listen. Next time I want to do the show at 5:30 because we have a better, bigger audience then.
Listen.
I don't like doing it late because I don't like to have to be home at a certain time for you, Cheryl,
well,
on a Friday night.
Well, then can't be here.
Yeah, but you go to that horrible, horrible, horrible thing at 7:30.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? I saved you from, well, you don't know what?
What
I saved you from. Did you go to that other horrible thing at that other place today?
Yes.
Well, I saved you from a lot of bad things that could have happened then.
What?
What do you mean?
Rape.
Rape, yes.
detail.
Was it that bad tonight?
No. I'm going to tell you something. I can't tell you on the program.
Why?
Well, you need to email me or something.
It ain't that deep, but I will later. Or you can text me and remind me.
Wait, is it who showed up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Were all of them there?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We're not talking about it. It's boring.
Now I want to know.
Next topic. What's the next topic?
And how did you save me?
Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Shit, I made my own decisions.
It has nothing to do with your decisions. You're powerless over the first asshole. Do you understand?
I'm so confused.
Me too. All right.
Okay.
What's our next
topic? I'm going to send you an email.
What's our last topic? I'm typing in Twitter, last topic. Last topic.
I would like to talk about
penis and vagina.
Vaginal secretion.
Okay, that'll take us way off track from our usual poo-poo and doo-doos. Okay, last topic is penis and vagina. Go.
Does poop count as a vaginal secretion when it comes out of your vagina?
When you have a fistula, sure.
It depends on if it comes out on its own or if you put it up there first.
She'll give her blood for it. You show is ugly and bloody.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
John, we have to figure something out. I need See, now I'm doing the show in here. What you don't see is what's on the other side of the camera because I took...
Oh, no.
I made a huge setup. And I mean, I just did it now. But I need something to put all this crap in because I don't want it to be...
What? I can't hear you when she's talking.
Clutter.
I'm trying to figure
out... You got clutter.
I don't have clutter. It's just I want to do the show in here now, but I don't know what to do with all the fucking equipment when I'm not doing the show. I guess I have to put it away in the other room. I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
I don't figure things out.
It should turn one of those closets into a little studio that you can close up.
No, but the problem is I used to do that. I can't I have to be near a window. It doesn't work when I have to face something...
You can't hide fat in the closet.
What?
I just sent you an email.
You cannot hide fat in the closet. You heard me.
Andy, RP, it's not my fault you're staying awake for this. I'm staying awake for it, and I don't want to either.
I've fallen asleep. It's a mess.
Ugh.
Although my dedications get real good when I'm falling asleep.
Okay, one more dedication, then we're finished.
I need a bloody pork.
Okay, now... The body part, I thought of it the other day, ingrown hair.
It's done that.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Herpes.
How about corn? Did we do the foot corn? What do you call it? Did the hammer toe? No, not hammer
what?
Toe.
Look at that.
Hammer toe.
Facial
corn. What do you call that corn that's venereal? That's
bunion?
No.
Oh, it's a fissure.
No, not a fissure. That's good. But on your foot... What do you call that?
The corn.
Not a
the
corn.
Bunion.
No. No, you know, I had one before. You get them from the steam room.
Wart?
Oh, a yeast infection.
No, it's like a wart. Planter's wart.
Planter's wart.
Yeah.
Planter.
I think I've done that one, too.
God damn it. What about...
I like fissure.
Ringworm. Hey, ringworm.
Do you want to do fissure? Well, so was all of it about fissure, though.
Planter wart.
How about zit?
I'll do planner work.
Okay.
Let me put my laptop down. Hold on.
Why do you have to pose?
I have to get in a position so I can do a proper dedication.
What position is that?
Laying down a little bit and cradling my lips. Okay. I'm going to look at my planner work while I do this.
You got a Fisher girl. You got
oh,
Fisher
girl.
She's channeling.
Fishers, I got planner work. So I got everything.
She's channeling the planner's work, Gordis.
Okay.
She got Fisher in her cooter.
Hey, planner's work. Thank. Well, sir, let me start over again. Hey, planner works. Thank you so much for attaching to my body and now being a permanent fork of it. I'm so glad that I decided to go to the steam room and not wear flip-flops while I was there. I don't know if I picked you up in the steam room or in the shower or maybe in the whirlpool at the steamworks. But, I don't know, but I think that I picked you up in one of those places, and I'm so glad. You remind me a lot of cauliflower planter work. I taught you sometimes, and your sharp barbs cut my finger a little bit, and then I smell it, and it smells like cheese. Ooh. One time, I was at my daycare center, and there was a piece of Play-Doh on the floor, and I stepped on it, and it left this really nifty imprint of my foot, and then a big yule where the planter work was. And then a child put it in their mouth. 3 weeks later, the child had planter works all over their mouth.
Yay!
I didn't tell anybody about that.
I hate
planter work. I'm so glad that you let me spread you to other people in the kind of way that AIDS Queen spreads her AIDS and all that. You know, and people don't even realize it. But planter work, my doctor wanted to remove you. I said, no way in goddamn hell. No. It's poor to me. You're poor to me. And one day, two of my planter works just disappeared. They fell off. I've still got one of you, and I'm planning on making a hole in one foot and scraping some of you off and making you plant into the plant into the other one. Planter work, thank you for being a pork of maids.
Thank you for being a
pork. Oh, John, by the way, I replied to your email. Cheryl, you know, I was told that if you're supposed to pee on your feet every day, you're supposed to pee in the shower in order to eliminate fungus on your toes.
You're supposed to clean your goddamn feet with soap, wear flip-flops, and freeze them off.
No, you're supposed to pee on
them. Thank you, Richard. I mean, thank you, man.
Beep.
Freeze them off. You know, I did that on my lips once. I got that freeze-off stuff for the planter orcs, and I froze half my lip off, and it turned black and fell off, honey.
That was like that one time I had a rash from running, and I thought I had warts on my penis, and I put that Dr. Scholl's on my penis, and it burned.
What?
Listen, there are some nut jobs in the chat room.
Right.
None of it makes sense.
I'll pound up the,
I feel like everybody that listens to this show gets high, and I don't. Is that true?
You're not high?
Mm-mm. She got high, and then she got raped. That's what Cheryl said.
No, that's what Jamie said. Jamie got a spam email that said that as a subject.
I can't breathe. That's my new Facebook update.
Work.
And I said, that's perfectly normal.
She got high, and then she got raped. That's my new Facebook update.
That's
normal.
And then also, Jamie's got an email that I believe was a spam email from Vera. Did you see this?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Yes.
What did that say?
It was from Vera C. And the subject was, I want someone to respect me for who I am.
Oh, my God, are those planter's warts? That's fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Vera C., I want someone to respect me for who I am.
No, my feet don't have those.
Right.
Oh, good. That's fucking
nasty. Is she an AIDS-y fat girl?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That is gross. Get this off my computer.
How did you...
What did Vera say? I missed that because I was looking at the planter's warts. What did Vera say?
Oh, my fucking God.
Cheryl, what did Vera say?
Click on the link in the Jamie just...
What the hell does that have to do with Vera? Just because it says Vera C?
Yes, it's from her.
That's ridiculous.
Nope.
No, it's from her. I bet it is.
What did the rest of the mail say then?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
You're so stupid.
Kind of like the she got high, then she got raped. Don't matter.
Oh, that fucking Aaron Waters show is this weekend. Don't you hate that shit?
Stupid shit. And our friend's dog is freaked out by this. I'm going to go, we should do a little play date on Sunday because I'm going to go get her. We should take Trotsky and her out. They would like each other.
It's Nick.
The problem is if I have a friend who's having a 10th anniversary that I have to go to in the afternoon, and I'll give you a hint who it is. He smokes constantly, and it's not Cheryl. Hello? Oh, fuck. Hold on. I lost it for a second. Damn it. Okay, you're back. Did you guess who it is?
And we're back. Yes, I guessed who it was.
Yeah, so that's the problem. But otherwise, what time? I don't know. Maybe you could come to the...
I'm gonna have the keys. No, I'm not coming, but thank you. I have the keys to the house, so I can take her out. I'm going to take her out most of the day.
Oh, she's going to be out of town, the other one?
No, she has to work Sundays now.
Oh.
That's the house meeting.
What time? Where are you going
to
do this?
1. Well, no, she goes to work at 1 to 9. So I just said sometime in the afternoon I'd go by and get the baby.
I would like to if I can work it, but I don't know. I got to find out when this smoking.
No pressure. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
When
next
you're done
week,
with
I'm
the
going
ash,
to John Pedruza.
You are?
Next week, I'm going to Wisconsin for Donna Pedruza for the weekend.
I'm going to Puerto Vallarta to get me some beans.
Well, I'm going to Wisconsin, and that's just.
Better. And to get some AIDS?
No!
Just
I don't
swine
get
flu
just
and herpes. I can't wait to hear about all the tests you're going to get when you get back.
I like how... I just saw my screen flash. He OM'd me. Wake up, whore. And literally, I was sleeping. This is so interesting. Hey.
Cheryl, you know who you sounded like right now?
What?
Mrs. Jefferson?
You sounded like, no... Who's that really smart man in the wheelchair? Then Tom.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
How's she still alive? That's my question. How's she still alive?
It's a touchy subject.
Because he has a computer.
You were making fun of somebody we know who talks through a stoma hole the other day.
I talk like stoma.
Do it again. Do that voice. You do it better, John.
What are you talking about?
Ollie said, when she went in that building, I was looking in.
John was considering living in a building where somebody with a voice vibrator lives in, like talks like this, with a vibrator on their necky.
Rude.
Like you, Cheryl.
Rude.
He talks
You're
worse than
like
you.
My roots.
Like Cheryl Murkowski.
25-year-old. You got to hear the song from last week's show, John. It's called... It's still...
Hurry, because my phone just beeped and it's almost dead.
Oh, you heard it? The AIDS Queen song? AIDS-y Queen? To
no.
The
go to whorehole.org.
What?
Whorehole.org names.
And, John, get Skype on your computer so you can talk to us like a mensch.
I don't have a cam. I bought a computer that doesn't have a cam.
You
How
don't need a cam. Do you see me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
What?
Okay. Wrong question. You don't need a cam. You just need. It's just we were just doing audio chat. Me, you, and Cheryl. It doesn't do three-way video chat. My video has nothing to do with
Skype. Oprah has Skype. I could do Skype.
She also is blind.
She poopy pants too, but that doesn't mean you got to do that. But
she's
I think
fat. She's got all this money, but she couldn't give me a job. Whatever.
Right.
It's very busy, honey.
Right.
She's very busy. Mm-hmm. She's very busy changing the world.
Right.
Her and you two.
Mm-hmm.
Not Skype. You, Murkowski.
Saving money. Saving money using the Skype. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't got to send out no
bringing
crew
people in.
You're not going to send the TV crew out to film the fatties.
Okay, I have some assignments for Cheryl. I think we need some fresh new body dedications. And for John P., I think we need more Jew jokes.
Okay.
No.
For next week.
Okay.
Are you paying?
I'd be paying all right. I'd be
paying. Why are Jewish men circumcised?
Because they got bigger dicks.
Because Jewish women are never going home with anything unless it's got 25% off.
I gotta go to sleep. My lips are falling asleep and I can feel them tingling.
All right, waterfall.
Don't
oh, and can, if you can send me a tape of a recording of the waterfall, I would appreciate it.
Nope, it's, nope.
Why
it's
not?
It's copyright protected.
That's right.
It's got DRM, duty rights management.
Exclusive.
Duty piss rights.
I've got other clips, too. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for being on the program.
Her vagina up.
I'm sure I'll post it sometime in the next millennia.
All right, good night, honey.
All right, girls, I'm leaving.
Good night, AIDS queens.
Thanks for having me.
My home. Oh, God, let's shut this fucker off then.